All right, I got props today. So, we're celebrating the feast of St. John the Baptist, his birthday. And why is this such an important day and such an important figure? Well, of course, St. John was related to Jesus, so that's pretty cool. But also, he was the very first one to recognize Jesus for who he was. So remember, he points him out, "Behold, the Lamb of God." So those are good reasons to celebrate, but there's also another important reason to celebrate St. John, and that is because he really teaches us how to be good Christians, how to be good followers of Jesus Christ. And there are two ways that we can think of particularly today for that. Now, to understand the first way, we have to go back to what St. John, this is St. John the Evangelist now, wrote in his gospel at the beginning. He said, he used a certain term for Jesus. He said, "In the beginning was the Word." That's right. So Jesus is the Word of God. But now St. John, you may remember, when the Pharisees and the elders go out to meet him in the desert, they come and they say, "Who are you?" And he says, "I am not the Christ." But he says, rather, "I am the blank of one," or the blank calling out in the wilderness. What does he say he is? The voice. That's right. So John is the voice and Jesus is the Word. Let's think about what that means. So I'm going to write down on this tablet here, like Zechariah in the gospel today, a word. All right. Now, you don't know what this word is, right? Because I have not told you. I'm going to show somebody here. Do you want to see it, Simon? All right. I'm going to show you that word. Okay. What is that word?
Witness.
Good, good. Now, what about all the people who are sitting like all the way in the back of church? Can you say it loud enough that they can hear it?
Witness.
Did you hear it? Oh, you got to scream it.
Witness.
All right. What was it?
Witness.
That's exactly right. Good job, Simon. So, now, I wrote the word witness because that is what St. John the Baptist was. He was a witness to Jesus Christ. But I could have taken this, this little board here and gone around and showed each one of you the word individually. Then you would know what the word was. Now, instead, I asked Simon to say that word, to use his voice. So, to begin with, the word was just in my mind. It wasn't anywhere else. And then it was in Simon and my mind. But when Simon used his voice and spoke that word, suddenly, everybody else knew that word. That word was in your minds as well, without ever leaving mine and Simon's. Just as when we proclaim the gospel, right, we don't lose anything when we do that. When we share our love and our faith for the Lord, we don't lose anything. But instead, everybody else suddenly gains new insight into the Word of God, Jesus Christ. All we have to do is be willing, like St. John the Baptist was, to be a voice for that message. So, you know, every time that you are planning a vacation with somebody, you know, and you say, "Oh, and, you know, where are we going to go to Mass on Sunday when we're on vacation?" That's like speaking the word, right? Being the voice. Every time that you have to say to somebody, "I'd love to come to your wedding, but for X, Y, and Z reasons, it's not a real wedding," right? Because you're not getting married the way that you should as a Catholic. That's a hard one, of course, but that is, after all, what John the Baptist died for, the truth about marriage. That's speaking the word. It's being the voice. Every time that you are out at a restaurant and you pray grace together, that's being the voice, speaking the word. And everybody else who's around you suddenly has the Word of God enter their mind. And they can't take that back. It's there. Now, so that's why we're called to be the voice, so that the Word can be spread. But the other great thing about being a voice is, you know, how many times did Simon say that word? Just really one time, right? And then his voice is gone. It's not here anymore. He's not still sitting there yelling in the front pew. His voice just fades away. Well, that's exactly what John the Baptist did. He said, I must decrease and he, Jesus, must increase. Well, that's the same way it is for us. You know, we don't, in a way, that's a great relief. It's not up to us to change another person's heart or force anybody to believe something. It's not up to us, really, to change the world. Only God can do those things. But we can give him the opportunity. We can be the voice so that the word can change hearts, can change lives, can change the world. So that is one way that we can be like St. John the Baptist, being a voice for the word and then fading away, letting the glory belong to God. The other way that we can be like John the Baptist, again, to be a witness, to testify to Christ, is, of course, what was St. John the Baptist famous for? What did he do? He baptized. It's in his name. It's not that hard. He baptized people. Now, of course, this was not Christian baptism. This didn't yet have the power to forgive sins, but it was a sign of people's repentance, of their need for forgiveness. So it was like his sign. So the question is, what is our sign? Like, what is our baptism? You could say it that way. What is the way that we invite people to think about God and their relationship with him? When I was a teenager, this was after I got over hating the rosary. I loved to pray the rosary with people all the time. And my mother had found for me this little cigarette bag, little clasped together, and I could fit like 7 or 8 rosaries in it. And I would always carry that around with me. So like whenever we were together with friends or other people, you know, just sitting around not doing anything, I'd like pull it out and be like, hey, who wants to pray the rosary? I've got one for everybody, you know. I should have gotten like a trench coat and been like, would you like to buy a rosary, you know. I'm sure my friends thought I was ridiculous. Like, here comes Nick again. He's going to make us pray the rosary. But that was the way that I personally tried to invite people to think about their faith in God. And every one of us should have some way that we do that. Some people are big into like inviting people to church. Hey, come to church with me. You know, other people here in the parish I know are real big into going down to the, I always get this wrong, I think it's the Mary Rose Mission. Is that the soup kitchen? Yeah, okay. The Mary Rose Mission. Every time I see them, they're like, oh, we're going down to the Mary Rose Mission. You should come with us, you know. Other people maybe like to read Catholic events in the newspaper or the journals or online, you know, and they're always saying, oh, do you hear what the Pope said? Or did you see what this person did here, you know? It doesn't matter. There can be an infinite number of ways that we invite people to think about their relationship with God and their faith. But the question is, what is yours? What is your baptism? What is the way that people know you're going to invite them to think about their faith? I knew a guy, he like always invited everybody to go on a Curcio. How many of you have been on Curcio before? Yeah, a couple of you. Hey, De Colores. Anyway, this guy always invited everybody he knew to go on Curcio. Somebody once came up to me and said, oh, so-and-so invited me to go on Curcio. Is that a weird thing? I said, you know, no, he does that to everybody. So he was like, oh, okay, you know. Well, so in a way, you can write people off. But in another way, this guy eventually did go on Curcio because he saw that this person was so committed that it meant something to him. And so maybe it was worth checking out. So we can all do something like that. We can all have something like that. What is our baptism? What is the signature way that we kind of invite people to think about their relationship with God, their relationship with Jesus Christ? We can be a witness in that way too. So that is the ways that St. John the Baptist exemplifies for us how to be a good witness, whether that's being the voice, speaking the word and then dying away to let Jesus take center stage? Or again, what is our baptism? What is the sign that we're going to invite people to think about their relationship with God? If we can do that, then the word will be spread and so many people will come to a deeper knowledge and love of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. St. John the Baptist.